You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Wednesday, February 4th, 2026. Bits and pieces. LNG exports. Data centers have North American natural gas poised for rapid growth. Published by Jason Lindquist. The next 4 years will reshape the future of North America's natural gas market. LNG exports are set to surge as new terminals across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico come online, causing ripple effects through global energy trade and fueling new demand from Europe and Asia. At the same time, the rise of AI and the data centers powering it are contributing to growth in electricity demand, much of which will be met by natural gas. And all of this growing demand is predicated on increasing supplies of affordable natural gas and the midstream infrastructure to get it to market. In today's RBN blog, we preview our upcoming GasCon 2026 conference, where we'll bring together expert analysis and leading executives from the upstream, midstream, and downstream to show how all the pieces fit together. Warning: today's blog is a blatant advertorial for our upcoming GasCon 2026 conference, to be held on Wednesday, February 25th, in Houston. It's a one-day deep dive into everything shaping the North American natural gas market. The North American natural gas market began 2026 in high gear. Output in the lower 48 reached 110.1 BCF on January 9, not far from the record 112.6 BCF set on November 30, 2025, according to RBN's Nat Gas Billboard. Although production fell to 86.6 BCF on January 25, a result of freeze-offs and weather-related disruptions caused by Winter Storm Fern, output rebounded to 104 BCF by January 30. To put those figures in context, that's about double where lower 48 production was before the shale revolution. It averaged 52.8 BCF per day in 2007. Gas production has been surging north of the border as well. Western Canada saw record production of 20.45 BCF on January 25, inching ahead of the prior record of 20.42 BCF set on December 4, 2025, according to RBN's Canadian Nat Gas Billboard. This latest high comes after a very strong recovery in supplies since the end of September 2025 and at a time of the year when production strength is most pronounced in Western Canada. We should note that while Western Canadian output is well above where it was in 2007, about 16 BCF per day, production fell to as low as 13 BCF per day in the early 2010s before beginning its increase to today's levels. As dramatic as North American natural gas supply growth has been, it's just the precursor to the massive changes we'll be seeing in the market over the next few years as downstream demand and capacity grow. The changes are so profound we can't possibly get it all into a single blog. Rather, we've got an entire day planned, GasCon 2026, where we'll combine RBN's expert analysis with panels and discussions with those that have their thumbs on the pulse of gas markets. The starting point for our conference will be to give you the full picture of the state of the North American natural gas market and how it could change in the coming years. Module 1 will kick things off with a look at the current domestic supply and demand picture, along with some of the upcoming challenges. We'll then dive deeper into the driving forces of natural gas demand, by region, within North America. That will set us up for Module 2, where we'll turn our focus to the elephant in the room, exports of LNG, which have been the most transformative force in the natural gas market over the past decade and are set to ramp up quickly over the next few years. The ripple effects will be felt worldwide as European and Asian buyers recalibrate their import priorities and long-term supply strategies. And there's still more growth to come. But as monumental as LNG is, and will be, the biggest hype, and most hand-wringing, over the past year has centered on the expected growth of AI and resultant increases in power demand. Much of that new load will ultimately be served, directly or indirectly, by incremental gas-fired generation. The challenges and opportunities for North American natural gas will be the focus of our keynote speaker, Dan Brouillette, co-chair of the Torreydon Group and Secretary of Energy during the first Trump administration. His presentation will touch on a variety of topics, including how much gas demand could realistically increase in the coming years, the various impacts on regional markets and the entire gas value chain, and the potential responses by the gas market and the public. All of that growth on the export and domestic fronts depends on a vast supply of low-cost natural gas. From there, the primary question, and the focus of Module 3, is obvious yet complex: where will all the gas come from? U.S. and Canadian producers have proven remarkably adept at pushing output ever higher, but the scale of what's needed to meet future demand is staggering. By 2030, the market may require as much as 25% more gas than is produced today. The Permian will continue to lead the charge with rising volumes of associated gas, and the Haynesville will do its part as well, but additional supply will need to come from other key producing basins that will be increasingly called on to help close the supply/demand gap. To discuss these upstream dynamics, we'll turn to a panel of experts who keep very close tabs on the market, including Anders Hyde, Director of Fundamental and Quantitative Analytics at Expand Energy, the nation's largest natural gas producer, James Pearson Sr., Natural Gas Market Analyst at ConocoPhillips, a major E&P with production in the Permian and other basins and LNG offtake at several terminals, and Brandon Myers, Head of Research at Novi Labs, a leader in upstream analytics. Our panel will help address the difficult questions of which basins are likely to see the most growth and which may struggle to keep pace. As natural gas demand grows and supply rises to meet it, it's up to the midstreamers to connect point A to point B, but as anybody following pipeline developments over the last decade knows, that's easier said than done. The potential for North American natural gas is enormous, but realizing it will require overcoming significant challenges in infrastructure, permitting, and power delivery. The build-out now underway, the focus of Module 4, is reshaping the natural gas market from the inside out, and the epicenter of that transformation is, without question, the U.S. Gulf Coast. Our second panel discussion, featuring Seetal Modi, President of Natural Gas Pipelines at Kinder Morgan, the largest natural gas pipeline operator in the U.S., Dave Marchese, CEO of Caliche Development Partners, with two existing salt caverns on the Gulf Coast and plans for several more, and Danielle Bertoldi, Technical Advisor for FERC Commissioner Lindsay S.C., will discuss how midstream companies are advancing pipelines and storage solutions to alleviate constraints and efficiently get the gas to market. Finally, as has become customary at RBN events, we will host a fireside chat, this time between RBN President and CEO David Brazil and Tala Gadarzi, a Torridon Group partner, on the implications for growing North American gas supply. Their discussion will touch on a number of key themes, including the significance of policy changes under the Trump administration, how companies can navigate political trade winds, and how to balance a more friendly regulatory environment against concerns about a potential overbuild of LNG export capacity. Our conference, GasCon 2026, is RBN's one-day deep dive into everything shaping the North American natural gas market. The event brings together RBN's top analysts and leading executives from across the industry for a fast-paced day of insight, data, and discussion. You'll hear detailed market outlooks from RBN analysts covering every corner of the gas value chain, along with interactive panels led by RBN staff featuring decision-makers from upstream, midstream, and downstream companies. GasCon 2026 will be held Wednesday, February 25th, at the Hilton Americas in downtown Houston. Come to hear what's really happening in the most exciting commodity market of 2026 and then stay for a beer or cocktail afterward to hang out with us and other attendees. To learn more, visit the events tab on our website at rbnenergy.com. Bits and Pieces, written by Dave Clark and Mike Smith, appears as the first song on side two of the Dave Clark 5's debut American album, Glad All Over. The uptempo raver also incorporates elements of Jamaican bluebeat into it, perhaps the first example of it in an international hit record. For a point of reference, check out Byron Lee and the Dragonaires' 1961 record, Dimples, with its emphasis on the upbeat. The DC 5 song also introduces the stomp, the recorded sound of feet stomping along with the bass drum to accentuate the bottom end of the recording. The Supremes would follow with this technique on Where Did Our Love Go, and so would the Honeycombs on Have I the Right, both released in June 1964. The Honeycombs producer, the eccentric Joe Meeks, went to extremes and recorded people stomping in boots on the staircase of his recording studio on Holloway Road in London. Bits and Pieces was released as a single in March 1964 and went to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. Personnel on the record were Dave Clark, backing vocals, percussion, Mike Smith, lead vocals, Vox organ, Lenny Davidson, guitar, backing vocals, Rick Huxley, bass, backing vocals, Dennis Payton, saxophones, backing vocals, and Bobby Graham, drums. The album, Glad All Over, was produced by Dave Clark and released in the U.S. in March 1964. It went to number 3 on the Billboard 200 albums chart and has been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America. Three hit singles were released from the LP. The Dave Clark 5, also known as the DC 5, were an English rock and roll beat band formed in Tottenham, London, in 1958 by entrepreneur, songwriter, drummer, and background vocalist Dave Clark. After going through a rotating cast of members, Clark, along with lead vocalist/keyboardist Mike Smith, guitarist Lenny Davidson, bassist Rick Huxley and saxophonist Dennis Payton, became the core band. Clark was a savvy businessman, managing and booking the group, writing or co-writing most of their songs, producing their music, and retaining control of their masters and publishing. He was astute enough to hire the number one session drummer in London, Bobby Graham, to execute Clark's drum arrangements to perfection on all their singles. They released 20 studio albums, 12 compilation albums, 3 EPs and 47 singles and were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in March 2008. The group officially disbanded in 1970. Dennis Payton died in Dorset in December 2006 at 63. Mike Smith died in Aylesbury in February 2008 at 64. Rick Huxley died in Buckinghamshire in February 2013 at 72. Lenny Davidson owns an antique store and teaches guitar lessons in Buckinghamshire. Dave Clark is a successful entrepreneur and multimillionaire who lives in West London.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.